Blog Talk Radio.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him, Snapchat me that move. FaceTime me that if it's cool.
Woo.
Boy, my DM
poppin'.
My DM just caught a body.
Boom.
I got celebs in this DM.
Boom.
They're breaking news if they see them.
Boom.
But nah, we don't do no talkin'. We see suckers too often. I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell him,
down.
Don't you hate when you get screenshots?
Hit it.
That DM one for everybody.
Rules.
I love the gram. I'm addicted to it, I know I am. And I just follow Angela
Simmons.
I got a crush on Angela
Simmons.
They like them. Got it? You bold.
Bold.
Kid, I'm gonna let the world know. Go. I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
It go down
in the DM.
It go down.
It goes down in the DM.
It go down.
It go down in the DM.
It go down.
I tell
him, down.
Snapchat me that move.
Snapchat me that if it's cool.
Snapchat me that move.
Snapchat me that if it's cool.
I seen your girl post a DM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
Real talk, real people, real time. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab, your girl, Hot Chocolate. I'm running the show tonight, people. I got people stuck on a tarmac in Tampa. I got another one that's missing in action. I don't know where she is. She hasn't checked in all day, but the show must go on. We're not going to let nothing stop this show. The weather, incognito-ness, missing in action-ness. I made up those words. Nothing. But I do have our resident chef here with us, Fee, out of South Carolina. She's going to bless us with some delectable, sexy edibles that you can share with your boo, like she always likes to say, and feed them with your fingers and all of that stuff. But I'm going to do the introduction as the general normally would, and then I'm going to bring our special guest on all the way live from South Carolina. Give it up, Fee. We're going to be chefing it up and cooking it up with Fee a little bit later. What's going on, Fee? Thanks for holding me down. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are fine. Hello, hello. We're just trying to stay dry. South Carolina is floating tonight. Yes,
literally. South Carolina's floating. Georgia's floating. Everything in the interim is going to be floating as well, but that's okay. It's going to be ladies' night again tonight. We're going to hold it down.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to welcome our special guest on, and we're going to share some recipes with our TM Hymer Radio listeners as well. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome our special guest tonight. Up close and personal, we're going to be with attorney Justin Miller, Esquire of Morgan and Morgan. He's my boss's boss's boss. Boss, I think?
Boss.
I don't know if that's right. Right. And he is a boss. So everybody welcome Justin Miller to the show.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Now, I've been trying to arrange this for a little while, and Mr. Miller has been very busy trying cases here and winning cases and banking cases. So that's what our delay was. We were supposed to have a three-part series with attorneys from Morgan and Morgan, but this is the pinnacle of what we've been waiting for. The very best for last. So
listen,
I'm going.
You got to stop doing that. You're raising that bar too high for me.
I mean, we do that for the best, only the best for the best. So we're going to let Mr. Miller tell you a little bit about himself and how he came to prominence as an attorney with Morgan & Morgan, as well as a few other things in this short little bit of time that we have with him. So take it away, Justin.
Okay. Let's see. I started practicing law in 2004 after I finished playing basketball in France.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Now, where did you go to school?
I went to Morehouse, and I went to law school at St. John's University.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
From
St.
John's.
I went and played basketball for a little while before St. John's, after Morehouse, and I just got tired of it, really. Living in another country was not for me. And I decided I needed to do something that I could do forever instead of for a few more years.
Right. And you played ball in France?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Versailles, France, right next to Paris.
Hmm. Okay. Very nice.
You didn't
nice.
Know that, did you?
I had no idea. I'm learning things that I never knew about Mr. Miller. So.
Okay. And you need to call me Justin, please. I'm only Mr. Miller between the hours of 8 and 5.
Okay. I mean, I was going to say I'm not used to calling you Mr. Miller between those hours either, but okay. So, anywho, so as a child growing up, what type of background are you a product of, and did you see yourself in the position to be an attorney and a philanthropist, because I see you as that as well because of what you do in the community.
I really was a product of a couple different environments, I would say. I grew up between Stone Mountain and Athens, Georgia, two different places.
So you're a Georgia boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So my mom moved to Athens. My dad lived in Stone Mountain in Lithonia. And so sometimes I was in the hood. Sometimes I was in a middle-class environment surrounded by the hood. So I was in the hood a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, my dad, he was a lawyer. But he wasn't, I don't want to say, my dad was like a community lawyer. You know, he was really had a small firm, very community-based. He wasn't really concerned about building his law firm. He was the hood lawyer, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
So I saw that growing up, and I didn't really want to be a lawyer, but when I sat down to think about all the things that I might want to do, that was one of them that came up.
And what was another?
Astronaut. That was one.
I laughed. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I
can't believe you laughed.
Because you can do anything that you want to do. You can still be an astronaut. And now the math major part is a large part of the base of you doing anything, because of course you can go in any avenue with a good math foundation. I think the laughing part came for me picturing you with the helmet on your head. Never mind. So
but that wasn't the worst one. I wanted to be an astronaut, and I wanted to fly just like Top Gun.
Oh, you could do that too. My uncle was an AWACS pilot in the Air Force, so that's definitely doable.
Well, they told me I couldn't fly them though because I was too tall. True story.
How tall are you? Are you like 6'5"?
6'5", exactly. It's pretty difficult to buy clothes off the rack.
I can imagine. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to let Fee jump in and give us her delectable delight of the day. I'm trying to find her intro music. Justin, it'll give you a kick.
Let's do it. I'm ready to eat, too.
Okay. Okay. See, are you ready? You might have to get your intro music on the outro. So go ahead and give us your meal, and then I'll find your sounder.
No problem. Tonight, I'm gracing your table with my over-the-top chop. What that consists of are some butterflied pork chops. What you're going to do, either if you have a griddle or if you have a nice cast iron skillet, you want to turn that on pretty high. Not to the point where you're going to smoke your whole house out, but enough to where you're going to get a nice sear on the outside of your steak. So you're going to heat up your skillet or your griddle. You're going to wash your pork chop. You're going to drizzle with olive oil. And you're going to season with some Italian seasoning. You're going to then place your pork chop in your hot skillet to get the sear on both sides. Remove it. Allow it to sit and rest so that it can absorb all of those juices. You're then going to take some prosciutto, which is Italian ham. You're going to take some sun-dried tomatoes and Havarti cheese and spinach. And what you're going to do with that, you're going to place your prosciutto on your pork chop. You're then going to layer your Havarti cheese. Then you're going to stack as much as you would like your spinach on top, as well as your sun-dried tomato. You're then going to place it in the oven at 350 degrees for about 8 to 12 minutes. And once that's complete, you're going to take it out of your skillet. Again, allow your meat to rest. That, again, captures all of the moisture. I personally like to serve it with some red potatoes. If you like some pasta, maybe some yellow rice, that'll go perfect with it. Again, you can always have this as a delectable for you and your honey or something quick for you and your family. You guys got to let me know how you try that, when you try it and how that turns out. Hey.
Is this the theme music?
It is. That's like, what she brings like us every week. She gives us a combination of all of the above that Shirley is telling us about right there. You name it.
There you go.
I'm jamming.
Oh, yes.
I like the thing. Come with
go.
It.
Hey, the shoulders. Hey, yes. So. Real talk, and we are back with Attorney Justin Miller, Esquire. We're just going to call him Justin for tonight because he's part of the family. When you see him in the street, and when it's time to talk business, it's Mr. Miller. Now,
okay, I'll accept that.
Don't get it misunderstood. All right, don't get it misunderstood. So, We did ask the other attorneys what they thought about the state of our union. Would you like to elaborate on that?
The state of our union, meaning the country and our illustrious president, Orange Man.
Illustrious, maybe not so much, but yes, him.
To be honest, I think that it's not much difference in most of these people, except for the last president, because he looked like us, right? But
right.
The majority of them are probably going to be the same, and it is a small little level of change that could happen from, you know, worse to okay. And he's going to be closer to the worst side of the spectrum, but, you know, I think we'll be all right in the end.
Do you feel as though the cabinet that he's trying to build is one that is truly loyal to the cause, or do you think that because so many of them are a part of the same 1% that he is, that they just feel as though they fit?
Well, they are loyal to the cause, but they're loyal to their cause, and their cause is getting more money for them.
True.
They're not loyal to the country or to us. They're loyal to making more money for them and their families. So what he put in there.
He did, and I honestly think that in some aspects that's going to backfire on him, but, well, that still has yet to be.
And backfire on us, too.
You're right. And all of those who voted him into office, it's already backfiring on them, because half of the things that he said that he was going to support and keep into place, he's cutting, and, you know, these people now have to pay for what they asked for. Tell our listeners, if you would, a little bit about some of the philanthropic endeavors that you have in the community, some of the causes you support.
Oof. Let's see.
I know, as a Morehouse man, there are many of them.
Yeah. Well, there were many before. You know, this is something my mother kind of got me into when I was little. When I was young, she used to have me building houses for Habitat for Humanity, picking up trash on the side of the road and helping younger children with their homework and whatnot. So now I've just been trying to continue that with the platform I was given, right? So we do a lot of stuff with kids. We do read to kids. We mentor kids. We host free legal workshops for parents. We'll probably start it back up next year, but I had a program called J's for A's. And what we would do is we would go to a school and basically tell the kids, listen, well, if you get straight A's, then you get a pair of Jordans. However many of you in the class get straight A's, everybody gets a pair of Jordans. So, you know, they were trying to get the straight A's, and every class we've done then, a lot of kids would change their grades, and kids would go from C to A just like that for one pair of Jordan.
That's awesome.
The time that you would put in with the children to get them to that level. I mean, there are a lot of other ways that you can motivate kids, but Jordans always seems to be one that any child is going to definitely change their ways for, or, you know, hit the goals that have been set for them. So that's awesome. What other questions did I have for you?
Give them to me. Come on, shoot them off.
Yeah, because we only have 11 minutes left, so I got to use this time wisely. Okay, let's play the first thought that comes to your head. I've wanted to do this for a while with some of our other callers, but didn't get a chance. I'm going to give you a word. Don't be afraid. I'm going to give you a word, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Are you sure?
So,
this is like a kid-friendly show. What are we doing? Let me know.
It's okay. I'm only going to give you 5 of them, so hopefully you don't jump off too far off the bridge. Okay?
Okay.
Universe.
universe, astronaut.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, yes. It's the first word that comes to your mind. There's no right or wrong. There's no right or wrong.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Wife.
Pickle.
Okay.
Hey, listen, you said the first word. I'm just telling you.
You did, and I asked for it. Attorney.
Justice.
Mm-hmm. Winner.
Jordan.
Love.
Love. The first word was love, but I'm trying to think of what actually came to my mind. Huh. Children.
Okay. It's a little different than the last series of words that I got from another person, but it all plays into your personality, definitely. So, so let's talk music real briefly.
All right.
What are your top three albums in rotation right now?
Right now? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Right now, probably have to be number one. Number one, probably Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Rather You Than Me.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two would probably be Drake, More Life.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, something I'm sure you haven't heard of, but you should get familiar with, probably Skepta, Konnichiwa.
Tell us a little bit about that. Put us on if it's something that we should know about.
Yeah, so Skepta is a British rapper. He's like he does what the British equivalent of trap music is, and he was on Drake's album, on this newest album. He had like a little interlude on there, and I've been following his music for about 3 years because I watch a lot of British shows, British like hood shows, and
mm-hmm.
he's like a popular artist in Britain. And so, you know, he had a new album come out last year, and I've been listening to it ever since last year. It's real good.
Is the album that, well, no, you said the project itself is called Konnichiwa, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I just did a little Google search on the young man. I will throw that into the rotation, most definitely. All right.
Make sure you play a song. If you get Konnichiwa, play a song. I'll tell you the song that you're going to like. Probably Ladies Hit Squad or even the song Konnichiwa itself. Really, the whole thing is good, but those are great.
I definitely trust your judgment. I have to say to our TM Hyman Radio listeners, Justin didn't really think, I guess, I was as G as I was with my Wu tattoo. So I had to put him on and show him it was real. So that became our friendship. You know, I was known as Shaolin after that.
Listen, I was impressed.
Okay.
I was impressed, but you know, I know the lyrics to every single song on End of the 36 by heart.
Oh.
Right now, I can still recite every single one.
And so can I, and we'll have to do that while we're at work tomorrow.
We can battle. Yeah, we can battle.
We can. Let's do it. Steve, you got one more?
Yeah. I know I'm going to need that on video. I need to see that.
Oh, yeah. I'll snap it or Instagram it. I'll do something.
Any song, even the skits.
We could do that too. I got the skit.
Okay.
Where my killer tape at, God? Where my killer tape?
I'll give you four more killer tapes.
Yo, Shamik. Okay, we're going to do that later. Thank you, Justin, most definitely, for joining us. I know that our general TM Hyman really wanted to be in on this interview because he had some things that he, you know, wanted to bounce off of you. But he unfortunately is stuck on the tarmac in Tampa, Florida due to the storms and has been pretty much stuck in the airport or on the tarmac all day. So we are praying for peace for our illustrious general because he's ready to snap off on somebody. And we need him to get butt naked. Butt naked.
Nah, don't do that. Tell him don't do that. He'll get arrested.
Right.
We're trying to keep him away from that.
And I told him, you only do personal injury law, so you can't help him. It's not.
But I got him, though. If he needs a criminal lawyer, I got him. I'm connected. I'm well connected in the street.
He's very well connected on every level, people know that. Join us again on Friday as we will be back with the Friday Night Cypher Center Stage Live. We are the Social Lab, that crew, that team, that network. Thank you again, Fee, for holding us down. And thank you, Justin, again, for joining us. You're welcome to come back anytime you want to talk about anything, any project that you have, anything that you want to promote. You are more than welcome here.
Okay, let me know. Next time I'm going to come and give it to you raw. I'm going to give it to you. No trivia.
Oh, yeah. No trivia. Well, let's roll out like this then.
Y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this. Wu-Tang is here forever, mother. This is 697. Let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred showgun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensic. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the guns in. Rumble with patrolmen, tear gas, lace the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans, demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceed the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the f*** you at? It's a scrap, then they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots? We smoke... And blow spots, you wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns are Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist thoughts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking. Tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid. Run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies. So I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my dart, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise through the guard.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Four, judgment day cometh. Conquer is war, allow us to escape hell. Globe spinning bomb, pocket full of shells out the sky. Golden arms, tune spit the immortal combat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, tranquilize with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on Jing Sing. Righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring
king. March of the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in, not one was sober. Perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flare.